Support for Soundwaves from the Underground is brought to you by 24tix.com, the most convenient way to buy tickets to your favorite local concerts. Save time, save money, rock out. 24tix.com, your ticket to the experience.
I'm Dan Nalen, and this is Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug is an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, and it is one of the oldest indie publications in the entire United States, distributing free monthly issues about music, art, action, sports, and subculture. This episode, we are all about the beer. We have Mike Riedel, resident beer expert, coming in to tell us about the latest beer news around town. And we have Jeffrey Stedman from Yelp to give us the latest news from brew pubs and some great reviews from all those Yelp users out there. We are extremely excited to bring Mike Riedel, resident beer expert of Slug Magazine, here into the studio to give us the latest lowdown on all the comings and goings and new beers and people moving and all kinds of good shit going on. Mike?
Thanks for having me back, Dan.
Thank you so much. Now, let's start with some good, tasty new beers. If you don't mind. It's hot outside. I'm thirsty.
It's real hot outside, and you need something light.
That's
something
right.
Refreshing. And Wasatch has come out with a new beer called the Snapdown Header. This is, Snapdown Header is a term I believe was coined by one of the Real Salt Lake announcer.
Oh, nice.
I'm pretty sure about
Bill
that.
Bill Riley, perhaps.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I plead ignorant. I don't know, really know what it means. But it's an awesome soccer term. And this is an India Pale Lager. And this is kind of akin to an IPA.
Right.
IPL is basically your traditional type lager. It's made with, and obviously, a higher hop bill. So you've got a bigger hop profile in a Pilsner-type beer. But it's not just hops. You've got a little more toasty malt profile. And usually the hops you're going to use for a beer like this are going to be on the more grassy, spicy range.
Oh, okay.
So
if you were to compare it to like an IPA that people might be familiar with, since everyone's been going IPA crazy, it's a little spicier?
It's a little spicier, but it's not going to have an IPA flavor at all. It's going to be more of your traditional Pilsner style, a little more grassy in the hops, but it's going to be a big, bitter, more refreshing beer.
Okay.
It's going to have a nice
more of
dryness.
A summertime
to it.
Throw down a few.
Right. And this is just going to be in kegs.
Mm.
I don't think they're going to bottle this one, at least yet. There were some issues with it. It was going to go into bottles, but because they were trying to tie this beer so closely into soccer culture.
Right.
MLS has a very ironclad agreement with
with
InBev, with Anheuser-Busch. So,
okay.
And nobody can touch it. Same problem with Epic's Ramondo Wit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. You can't sell it during soccer season.
Yeah, you can use Ramondo's name, but you can't have anything that even hints to being MLS or Real Salt Lake.
Okay.
So two soccer beers.
So you soccer fans, you stick to the Budweiser and the rest of us will drink this, the good stuff.
But yeah, it's an awesome beer. Get out and try it. I think you really love it, especially on a hot day like this.
Nice.
Next is Alameda Brewing out of Portland. They came into the market via the beer bar.
Oh, okay.
And to celebrate their coming into the market, they decided to get into the session beer scene,
okay.
The 4% beers,
yeah.
The 3-2 beers. And they came out with a 4% version of their P-Town Pils and their Golden Ale.
Mm.
This is a great example of how hard it is to make a low-alcohol beer in Utah. We do them so well here.
Right.
They're very flavorful.
They're not flavorful. Snuff when they're coming from out of town.
Yeah, these, they're not
bad. I've seen a few breweries from out of town that are very familiar name breweries who are now finally in a Smith's or whatever fresh market.
A lot of places are embracing.
It's tricky business. To get that taste right.
It is. It's difficult to get a lot of flavor out of a low alcohol beer. These aren't bad, but they're not exactly going to.
You might want to stick with the high point at the bar or something.
They're not going to make your tongue extremely happy.
Right.
There's a lot of better options out there. If you want to try them, they're worth giving a shot. And it always helps. These guys, if they figure out what they did wrong.
Right.
On their sales, they can fix them.
I like that.
And, more
so
beer.
So, if you went to, say, Beer Bar where they brought them in, do they have the regular version of those same beers at bars like that in bottles?
No. This one, it would probably not make sense to have two beers of different alcohol strengths if you can avoid it.
Sure.
But there are plenty of other Alameda options there to try.
Okay.
So you can get a better idea of what they do excel at.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So get done.
Love having new beers at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Always good.
And as far as I know, they're not just at Beer Bar right now. They should be popping in at other bars too.
Cool.
Just kegs, no bottles. As we talked about at least a podcast or two ago, ciders have suddenly become...
blowing up.
They're being poured on draft. Even though they're above 4% alcohol by volume, there's a technicality where people in the high-ups decided
the brains of the outfit.
That ciders and wines are pretty much the same thing, even though...
not really.
It's closer.
Okay.
They're closer in alcohol to beer anyway. Yeah. So you can pour cider on draft now. And we have a local place making cider. We have a local cidery, local winery. And the Hive will be serving their ciders on draft as soon as they can get into bars.
Wow.
Which is nice because you should always drink local.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of...
So what's your opinion on, you know, at some local bars and whatnot, tap space is hard to come by. They have a lot of beers. They might not necessarily want to take a beer off and
right.
put a cider in. Do you think are ciders popular enough now that people are going to be like, oh yeah, we want one on tap. We'll give PBR the boot or whatever it might be.
I think that depends on the individual bars, but it's always what sells.
Yeah.
And again, summer's a good time for ciders. They're refreshing.
Yep.
They're light. They're a great beer alternative if you want
to. Yeah, I see more and more people buying the bottles of cider for sure, just around and about. So.
You know, wines are, they're a little more boozy. Wines usually come in around 9 to 13%.
Yeah.
Ciders, usually hover between 6 and 7. So get out and drink a local cider.
Yeah.
There are plenty out there that
are ciders.
National, international brands. And
oh, yeah. Buy local.
Yeah,
buy
exactly.
local.
Buy local all the time. Squatters has made a Scotch ale for many years called Squatter's Wee Peat. Basically means the peatiness would imply smokiness.
Yeah.
This is a Wee Peat, small amount of smoke, but big multi-profile. It was very popular in the pub. It was only a 4% beer. They decided they're going to launch that one into bottles, and that's going to be hitting liquor store shelves and is already for sale at the beer store over on there in Third West.
So this will be a strong beer.
It's a strong beer,
okay.
About 6%.
Nice.
And it's also for sale at Squatters in their bottle shop as well.
Love the new Squatters bottles, just pure label-wise.
Mm-hmm.
They're good-looking bottles. I mean, I've always liked what they did in the past, but, I had one today. It was the first time I'd gotten I forget which one I had ordered.
Yeah.
Good-looking bottle.
And you may notice there's been some name changes.
Yeah.
With some of the Squatter stuff there. Same Provogram, getting a little off topic, but this is also worth talking about. Provogirl's no longer a Squatters label.
Oh, is that right?
Provo Girl is now a Wasatch.
Wasatch only.
And that's because it fits more with Wasatches, a little more kitschy.
Right, right. Like their First Amendment.
Poking fun of
local
culture. So they figured that fitted better over there. And you'll notice a couple other changes label-wise. Their higher alcohol beers will have different labels than some of their lower alcohol beers. So keep an eye out. You may notice some weird stuff.
Yeah.
Some different names.
Don't be afraid.
A lot of stuff happening in Squatters. We can probably get into that next podcast.
All right.
That could take up an entire podcast. all the shit they got going on.
Wow.
It'd take up a full afternoon to talk about. South End of the Valley, Bohemian has just put out a Rhinelandisch bitter beer.
What's the name again?
Rhinelandisch bitter beer.
All right.
And this is not an IPL, but this is a very old German style. It's a very hoppy Pilsner, made with very simple malts, and I believe they used Tettnang hops.
Mm.
Not easy to say.
Yeah.
I try to spit that out without gooping up the mic. And it's a nice spicy hop, a little grassy, with a little kind of a... spiciness on the end of it. It's not hot spicy, just like spicy.
Nice.
I had one of those the other day and I just fell in love with it.
Ooh.
A great summer.
Yeah.
Perfect. Cooler.
Perfect. Love it. Big fan of those guys.
And
pretty much always.
That's about all I have for beers. But we have some new breweries on the horizon in the state, and that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
First, Shades of Pale is relocating from Park City to South Salt Lake over at the old High Grade meatpacking
plant. Is that right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Right by Pat's Barbecue?
Right around the corner from Pat's. And they're going to put in it's going to be a full production brewery with a bottle shop, a small lunch menu.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they said even possibly an art gallery.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So that'd be cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
And
I like their beer. In Park City, were they literally just kind of kegging beer for bars, or were they bottling?
They keg and bottle. You can find their beer in most grocery stores now.
Yeah.
And they make only four, maybe five labels now.
Yeah, they've been kind of a slow burn of a joint, but
and
pretty tasty.
They've been busting out of that place in Park City forever. It was a tiny little place, and they just were making beer.
Took right off, yeah.
As fast as they could get out the door. So that was good nice. For them.
So Salt Lake's got it going on. So, distilleries, now a new brewery. Awesome.
Yeah. And believe it or not, possibly by the end of the year, Maple Mountain Brewing going into Utah County.
Whoa.
This would be the first brewery in Utah County since the end of Prohibition.
Whoa.
Or since the beginning of Prohibition.
Yeah. 100 years-ish.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And if...
wow.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
And they're looking at Springville or Provo. I think they might have better odds in Springville.
Yeah, but we'll see how that goes. I think you might be right, yeah.
Not a lot of info, but... that's looking
noise on the wind out there. Love it. I mean, I think there's probably enough of a beer drinking scene to support it.
Absolutely.
Especially if they can get their stuff into bars up here and they just make great beer, obviously.
Right.
But
and that's their plan, to be a production brewery, not a brew pub.
Nice.
Just get that stuff in bottles and kegs and out the door.
That's awesome. I hope there's nothing in their way, legally speaking.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we'll be watching the news on that for
that's
sure.
That's right.
And then finally, Mineshaft Brewing, locating to Park City. One leaves, one enters. And this will be more in the Kimball Junction area.
Okay.
Over by the Olympic...
the Olympic Park, yeah.
Out there. This will be a production brewery, brew pub, and it looks to be a quite a large facility. Not sure exactly when they're opening either. These are both tentatively 2014.
Yeah.
Sometime.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, Kimball Junction has grown to be its own, like, little economic ecosystem out there that you don't even have people who need to go to Park City proper from out there. There's bars, restaurants,
it's proximity.
Fun and games. I mean, it's amazing.
It's proximity to the interstate.
Yeah.
You can get in, you can get out.
Have to take the bus up the canyon, do a little beer tour of Kimball Junction,
right?
Hop on the bus and come back down.
Yeah, you already got Red Rock out there in the Kimball area.
That's so, right.
And then soon Mineshaft will be popping up. And they're also going to do ciders there as well.
Oh, nice.
So they're planning on doing a cider.
See, there's no denying the cider, people. Well, that's awesome. That's a whole lot of info, Mike.
Is that enough?
That's
I haven't been
lot.
In for a
new
while.
Beer,
so
tasty stuff. That's great. That's a good way to launch summer, that's for sure, when it's getting to be 90 already outside. Mike, tell us where we find you besides the pages of Slug Magazine, of course. And as this airs, it's the beer issue, so get out there and grab one of those, everybody, of course. But
oh, yeah, we put a lot of hard work into it, and I think we had some really good stories, and I think you'll find some really interesting
info,
stuff in your own backyard.
Nice.
And check me out at the Utah Beer Blog. Just Google Utah beer and
you'll find Mike.
You'll see my happy face staring back.
Just look
at
around
you.
When you order a beer. He might be nearby wherever you are. Mike, thanks for coming in, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you, Dan.
Hi, it's Bill Allred, and while you've been playing with yourself, I've been interviewing people for the Let's Go Eat show. Here's an example of what I'm talking about.
Artie Fufkin, when did you start?
Actually, I was your second intern back in 1992. I was there from the freaking beginning, and you always scared me. You made me cry every freaking morning. Made me cry.
I did not.
I cried on the way home. I cried on the way there. Every day, I was crying.
Why?
You made me cry. I couldn't please you.
Download the Let's Go Eat show now. It's available on iTunes and the letsgoeatshow.com.
This is your weekly daily calendar for the week beginning on Tuesday, June 10th and running through June 16th. Oh my goodness, it's mid-June. It's summer right around the corner. When I look at these calendar items from the old slugmag.com, I found all kinds of goodies. I suggest you go on there every day and check it out. There's always new events being added to those listings. I'm going to start this week's listings with a warning. Tuesday, the 10th of June, Lionel Richie is headlining Outer Usana. Now, some of you might be tempted to think, you know, Lionel Richie, kind of retro, kind of cheesy, could be a fun night out. It is not that. I saw him at the Austin City Limits Fest last year, and it was as ridiculous and over the top and stupid as you could imagine. But I will say, CeeLo Green is a pretty damn good opening act if you have to have one at such a shitty show. Wednesday, the 11th, a much better show going on at the Depot, The Faint. They are back, Omaha band. It's an all-ages show. Should be a great time. On Thursday, the 12th of June, June, West Elm is hosting a little Craft Lake City event. It's about shooting Polaroid film, and Jacob Nuttall of Acme Camera is going to be in the house to help you get all the best out of your Polaroid photo shots. On Friday, June 13th, yes, it's a Friday the 13th, it's a Roots Rock, lots of great stuff happening in the Roots Rock realm. Joe Purdy over at the Stateroom headlining, a fine live performer, seen him a couple times, really excited for that one. And over at Kilby Court, Miss Jessica Lee Mayfield, saw her a few years ago. She's got a brand new album called Make My Head Sing that I really like a lot. She has gone a little bit away from the rootsy, more towards just big, loud rock and roll, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. That same night, it's Slug Localized. That has Dysphoria, Dead Revelator, and Founders of Ruin. That's at the Urban Lounge that night for a mere $5. Saturday, the 14th of June, kind of an old school rock night, D.I. at the Shred Shed. Fine band to get your mosh on to. While Nashville Pussy, talk about bands that haven't been around in a while, Nashville Pussy at Burt's Tiki Lounge. I can't think of a better venue for that band. That will be a great time. And then on Monday, the 16th of June, local band Gone Big, Neon Trees, coming around on their headlining tour. They're playing at the Complex along with Small Pools and Nightmare and the Cat. That should be a really fun show. They're turned into a really fine live band. They've got quite a big stage production going this time around as well. That's your weekly daily calendar. As I mentioned, go to slugmag.com. Scroll down to the bottom of that homepage. Check out those awesome calendar listings. There's always new stuff going in. And if you're a person who throws events or plays in a band, add your own listings for free. And for a mere $5 a month or $50 a year, you can add some quality linkage to your links. We are oh so happy, as always, to welcome one Jeffrey Stedman into the studio to help us sort out the latest and greatest reports from all of the brew pubs around Utah. Jeffrey, welcome.
Wow, that was really something. I am super excited to be here. This is good.
It seems like there's always maybe a little new breweries popping up or the breweries doing new stuff. And of course, we have old favorites that have been around like 20 years or longer. It's an exciting time, and the brew pubs are out there to actually serve some food and stuff along with all the beers they're making, so pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's a really interesting when we said, hey, let's talk about brew pubs. The word pub gets thrown in a lot of places these days.
It's true.
Here's what we're going to talk about. A brew pub, for me, and I'd love to hear your opinion and other people's opinion, but for me, a brew pub is someplace that you can get food and what they brew on site.
Yes, I concur with that definition.
So if there's a brew, if there's a place that like does brews, but they don't brew on site, you're not a brew pub in my mind.
You're a place to make some food and imports beer, just like I do at my house.
You're basically Dan's kitchen at that point, is the name of the game.
So these are places trying to do it all.
Yeah, so we do actually have quite a few brew pubs in Salt Lake. And I think a lot of times people are surprised. And I think what I was surprised is I went through and looked at the information that we have on them in Yelp. They are some of the most reviewed businesses. I think there's a couple on here that have less than 50 reviews. But other than that, it's like 50. Some of these places.
Do you have a theory as to why that might be?
I do. I think a lot of people come in from out of town. They're looking for a brew pub. Because, they want to try the sample. They want to sample some of the local beer.
That's right.
But they also want to have something to eat, and a lot of these places, some of these places are downtown, and so downtown is typically more reviewed than West Jordan or
I think
West
you're onto something there.
But the people flock to these places. People love them. I live pretty close to Bohemian, which mm-hmm. we'll talk about. And that place is always packed.
Yeah.
Always packed.
Rocking.
So anyway, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
We're talking about, we'll start with Bohemian. I already said their name. Bohemian is at 94 East, 7200 South. They have 4 out of 5 stars after 143 reviews. Here's the thing. I usually bring in a big list full of things that Yelpers have said.
Yeah.
And today, I just thought, let's just talk about the character and the essence of these places.
I like that.
Bohemian, as the name would suggest, is, I have a hard time calling it German food or Belgian food more specifically. But you get your schnitzel and you got some of those things
on the menu.
It's fun. Here's something that not a lot of people know or appreciate. They do a great brunch. Love their eggs.
Ooh, I did not know
Florentine.
That.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what that building used to be. It was a restaurant or bar or something before it was Bohemia. Because it's like a big loggy place.
It is.
Right?
Yeah, it's like a big log cabin.
But I have certainly been back since it's Bohemian. It's one of my favorite breweries in terms of the beer that they make, certainly. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting news on the brunch because I love a brunch.
Yeah. And they have, here's a real story. I was with my uncle. I took him to Bohemia. He's from out of town. Again, people from out of town want to go to a brewery. I took my uncle, and they have these adorable little sample Oh, cups, yeah. Or, you know, like glasses.
They are very cute.
And my uncle stole one.
Oh.
But he was very upfront
with
the server.
Like a juice glass or something.
It's just this cute little, like, it's almost like a shot glass, and it was very cute, and my uncle wears a fanny pack, and slipped into his fanny pack.
That's
he was
hilarious.
Very upfront with our server. He's like, I'm going to steal this, just so you know, so I'll leave an extra tip to pay for it or whatever.
Oh, nice.
If you want me to buy it, I can buy it, but at the end of the day, I'm leaving with one of these.
That's hilarious.
So if you don't know about their brews, that might be a good option.
Absolutely.
You know, I think
the food is pretty good. I've had the schnitzel there, and they have other, your kind of bar basics, plus a little bit of that German Bavarian vibe going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we did Yelp Eats with them, which was where we had a bunch of restaurants do some promotions with us, and I went to that in like 2011, and they were really great to work with. And
I like it because there's not a gazillion other brew pubs right in that area. It is kind of a unique force in that part of the valley there.
It is. However, this is what most people forget, and I forgot as I was bringing it together. Just a few blocks down the road, there's another little brew pub. Remember Hoppers?
Yes.
No one ever remembers Hoppers.
That's right.
And here's why Hoppers gets no cred, because they are the only two in that part of the valley. And it's funny that they're so close together, and
right.
then that's it, and really until you get to downtown or out of town. Here's the thing why I think Hoppers gets no love. Well, they're 3 out of 5 stars after 66 reviews. If you're unfamiliar, it's 890 East Fort Union Boulevard. That's right on Fort Union 9th East. So the people that own them, Sizzling Platter Group.
Yes.
Own Red Robin, own a ton of Sizzlers, own Dunkin' Donuts. Not own, but they're like
they're,
the local big restaurant group franchisee. So they get no love. But here's why I give love to Hoppers, and I'd love to hear from people, pro or con. I've met the people, and I sat down. They had a beer menu where they took the wheat that they used in the brewing process, the spent wheat, and they turned it into burger buns, and then they put beer in their burgers, and they had like a beer infused cheese that they used on them. It was like a very beer burger menu.
All right.
It was cool.
Yeah.
And they had one that had two sandwiches with the burger in the middle and Nutella in the it's insane. It's craziness. You got to try
creative.
It. You
got to
check it out. But anyway, I met with them and they were telling me and they said, Hoppers is our baby. We every so often, every few years, someone will float this idea like, well, what if we franchise? And they're like, we love it too much.
Nice.
We're not going to spread it too thin. This, like, when we're sick of, of doing all the other stuff and all these different restaurants where it's all, so many of the same concept under, many different roofs. We love coming here and trying things. And they're able to provide a ton of resources, but still have it be a one-off unique place. So that's my shout out to Hoppers. And they do have some, some award-winning beers.
Yeah, Mike Riedel, our resident beer expert, he has high praise for their beer side of things there, certainly. And they do specials and special nights each month and things just to give people different little tastes of beers that they don't necessarily do all the time. So good on them.
Yeah. Another place I want to that doesn't get thrown in the same place as often, Desert Edge.
Mm.
That's, of course, at Trolley 600 South 7th East. They have 3.5 out of 5 after 100 reviews. People talk about Squatters, and they talk about Red Rock, and all these places. But I don't hear as much talk about Desert Edge. And that's sort of the MO of their restaurant group that owns them, right?
Yeah.
The Stella Martine.
That's
folks.
Right.
They keep a low profile. They do what they do. They don't get too involved. And it's a great place to go over there. A lot of people shout out their pasta salad, as a side that you get with their sandwiches.
French onion soup. Probably the first French onion soup I ever had in my life back when I was in college, like 20 years ago. But the beer has definitely stepped up over the years. They weren't always a brew pub. The menu has kind of stayed the same, and they have a great brewer there and good stuff. And I love Trolley Square. I'm one of those people who's always rooting for Trolley Square.
Thank you.
Like, please come back to life. Please.
Yes.
That's my childhood.
It's like your friend, and he makes some bad decisions. And you're like, I love you, and I want to be there for you.
Come on, there's parking. It's great. Come on.
Yeah,
go there.
Yeah, big fan of Trolley.
Nice.
Fan of Trolley. And I think we're going to see some great things out of Trolley. They got some new marketing people over there, so hopefully.
I do like that.
So I did say Squatters Classic, 147 West Broadway, 3.5 out of 5, 406 reviews, one of the most reviewed businesses on Yelp.
Wow.
In Utah.
That's amazing. And they've been around a long time.
Yeah.
They
do it.
Stands to reason.
And they do some. They still do some interesting things. They have special release brews. They did that red ale brew with X96 a while ago that was really successful.
Yeah.
They do some fun things based around,
very
winter,
eco-conscious
holidays.
Company, easy to support that way. And they're really involved with downtown life in Salt Lake, too. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I love it. They're really involved. They have really great people over there. And what you don't hear people talk about is how generous they are towards nonprofits. I've worked with some nonprofits, and they're, hey, come in, whatever we can do for you.
And it's a brew pub that it doesn't feel too bar-like. It's definitely a family vibe in there often. I mean, it's a restaurant where you can bring the kids.
Yeah.
And there are, separate areas if you don't want the kids right in your face, but always busy. I mean, however many years later, 2 decades on, they're always busy still.
Yep.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. Red Rock, 254 South, 200 West, 3.5 out of 5, 294 reviews. Yeah, I like a lot of things going on over at Red Rock. Red Rock is one of those places where, if you guys, if you follow, if you guys out there know, Gastronomic SLC has a blog, and mm-hmm. and the guy that runs that, he says, you know, that's the one place I love to take people from out of town to be like, yes, you can get a beer, yes, there's good food, yes, it's right downtown,
right,
it's
here,
convenient.
Bam.
It's just like a solid, here's a brew pub.
Yep.
You know.
It is. I remember when they were new, we were all like, could that a second place survive with squatters is like a half block away? It's like, yes, they can.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Thrive, no less.
Absolutely. A couple other places. Avenues Proper. It's really hard to call them a brew pub because it's such a microbrewery, but they do
small,
brew.
Small, tiny beer.
They do brew.
Yep, they do.
So let's give them credit. Avenues Proper, which for the longest time people confuse with Avenues Bistro. Different.
I know.
Very different.
Different.
In my head, I do it all the time. Avenues Proper is 376 8th Avenue, 3.5 out of 5 stars after 58 reviews. Really interesting food, and then a few really interesting things.
Yeah, they do
brews.
Small batch brews, yeah. Which is I've heard great things about. I haven't eaten there yet, though. I need to get up there. It's relatively new. I mean, not super new. But yeah, year or two.
And then a couple places outside of Salt Lake City proper, of course, Wasatch Brew Pub, 250 Main Street in Park City, 3.5 out of 5 after 141 reviews. You know, Wasatch, you can get their beer, you know, in
the
a
classic,
lot of different places.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It seems like
it's
maybe
even older than Squatters, I'm not sure, but definitely old. Been up there for years and years in Park City.
Yeah, holding their own. And then one that's really interesting, Bonneville Brewery. 3.5 out of 5 after 18 reviews, 1641 North Main. That's Main Street in Tooele.
Oh, yeah.
It's a neat place. I've been on a tour back there of the brewery. You know, they have a lot of fun expansion plans. They're also involved in some, like, bowling alleys in town.
Yeah.
So you get their brews at the bowling alley.
Hand in hand. That goes together.
Beer and
perfectly.
Bowling, baby.
Throw a burger in the mix. You got a night out. All right.
Beer. Beats bowling, Battlestar Galactica. So that's something to consider. And then there was two that I thought, well, we should mention. But I really have a hard time calling them brew pubs.
Yeah.
You went to a brewery. Like, beer is great. They're the great people.
Yeah,
they have
delicious.
Massive output. So, you know, they have the whole organic line. They're completely wind-powered, like, earth-friendly. I love their marketing. Like, it's just pretty, you know. So, but it's really hard to say they have a brew pub. They do have their at the brewery, 1722 Fremont Drive. 4 out of 5 stars after training reviews. It's like sandwiches.
Yeah,
salad.
Very small.
It's not like a full restaurant. But if you want to go, you can get food.
You can.
So I'm mentioning them here. And then lastly, Epic. Same thing. Their tapless tap room. 825 South State Street. 4.5 out of 5 after 86 reviews. Again, it's like sandwiches, like salad.
They got their annex going in Sugar House now, but they don't brew on that site, right?
There's the marker. There was some discussion earlier amongst me and some Yelpers, like, is it a brew pub? Is
it
not?
But
officially, so if you want to go get food from the Epic people and get their beers, of course you can head out to the annex, which is in Sugar House. So
awesome.
That's a sort of a
snapshot. That is one
snapshot.
Concise mother of a roundup of all the awesome brew pubs we have and a lot of what they have to offer.
Yeah,
I
Wasatch,
like
Wasatch front and back. But there are some other ones across the state. Moab has, Bernal.
Sure.
There's a few
Ogden,
others.
Ogden, you betcha.
Yeah, yes, yep.
Well, Jeffrey, thank you so much for coming in, of course. And we can find you at Yelp Utah on Twitter. Where else do we find you out there?
Yeah, find us at Yelp Utah on Twitter. Find us at, facebook.com/YelpSLC.
Yes.
On Instagram, YelpSLC. And, of course, anytime at Yelp.com or download the app for any kind of phone that doesn't flip, probably.
Beautiful. Flipping might be difficult. Well, we will have you back soon, I'm sure, and we'll be talking about something else in the amazing culinary world of Utah.
Love it.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you oh so much for listening to Slug Soundwaves. We truly appreciate it. And for all things Slug Magazine, we encourage you to visit slugmag.com. We got the Utah Arts Festival coming up, always a highlight of the year in my book. We want to know what you look forward to most of the big festival that takes over the city county building and library square in downtown Salt Lake City. Send us an email to soundwaves@slugmag.com or hit us up on Twitter at slugsoundwaves or via Facebook at facebook.com/slugsoundwaves. We just might bring up your suggestion on the show. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Alexander Ortega and myself, Dan Nalen. The executive producer, one Angela H. Brown. The theme was performed by Lindsay Heath and Mike Sasich. Main logo and art design is by Nicholas Dowd, and the technical design is by Kate Colgan. Be sure to fire us up again once more next week. We'll be talking about some of the best music that's come out from local bands the first half of the year. Thanks for listening.